said he's already provided, but what you got to find out now is how to receive what God has provided. How many want to receive what God has provided? Now, we got to learn, you know, everything you get from God, anything you get, any good thing that happens in your life comes through receiving from God. Now, listen, God doesn't want you broke, and he doesn't want you without, and he doesn't want you lacking. I'm going to let you in on an inside tip. God wants you healthy, wealthy, and well. And what I mean by well, he wants your head together. Anybody met some people a little cuckoo? Well, that's not well, is it? Somebody always bent out of shape? That's not well. See, whole, complete, not stressed out, not wigged out, not always ready to fall apart. Well, whole. Anybody ever find people that are always cracking up? Yeah, snapping apart, snapping and cracking and falling apart. Well, that's a sign. It's this. You know what that's a sign of? That's a sign of not being well. Of not being well. Now, God can make you healthy. He can heal you. And he can prosper you. But if you don't let God make you whole, guess what? You won't keep anything he's given you. You've got to be well, and you've got to be whole. Wellness and wholeness is a gift from God to be able to stand complete in God in peace. The devil says, well, I'll release a little bit of money every now and then. They can tack that from me, but I'm not going to give them their peace of mind. What does that peace and that wholeness mean? That means you got your head under control. That means you got your mind under control and you refuse to be disturbed. If the enemy's going to, guess what? The devil can't receive anything from God unless you give it to him. He couldn't receive the earth. He couldn't receive all the charge that he got unless some dumb man gave it to him. Amen? Well, the devil will let you get blessed every now and then. But the devil, because that's how the devil receives. What do you mean? He can't get nothing from God and he can't create. Guess what? All the money that he has, all the land and property that he claims, every soul that he's got. Somebody say, all the teenagers and all the children, guess where he got it? From you. Everything the devil's got, he's got it through stealing it from somebody else. So I want to let you in on something right now, church. The devil will allow certain people to get blessed in order that he might come right after that blessing and steal. People think they do real hot. Well, I got it. I got it. Woo! How many seen people easy come, easy go? Quickly coming. You got to prepare yourself for God's blessing. Prepare the temple that God's going to put his blessing in. Why? You got to make sure you got a lock on the door. That's like getting blessed with $1 million, becoming a millionaire, and you've been living in Watts all of your life, the hood. And you go living in Watts, and you ain't got no lock on your door. You're not going to have your $1 million long, are you? There are many people that God has blessed, that God has prospered, that he has set up, but they have let the devil come in and steal the good thing that God has given. Now, since the anointing of the Holy Ghost saying this morning, yes, I've hooked you up, I've set you up, amen, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that, and everything that I give you, somehow, in some kind of way, you allow the enemy to come in and take from you what I've wanted you to have. Take it back. God wants you to receive it and keep it. Don't you know you can get healed and lose your healing? It's possible. Somebody say, well, I felt good. Well, Friday night, my back was doing fine, but around about Wednesday, it came back. What happened? The devil came and stole the good thing that God was given. You come to church, your spirit gets lifted up. You came in the door depressed. You came in the door all worked out and worked over. And by the time you left, you were on cloud nine and jumping and screaming and hollering and rejoicing and gone. But within 2 days, somebody say, well, what I got must not have been real. Well, it was real, but you didn't know how to keep it. Keep what God gives you. Keep what the Lord gives you. Keep your mind. Somebody say, keep my mind staying on Jesus. Well, if you don't keep your mind, guess what? The devil will steal whatever he's given you. Anybody ever heard of a gatekeeper? Well, you got to learn the principle of being a gatekeeper of your mind. Whenever the devil wants to get control of you and he wants to get after you, guess where he's going to come? Your head. Your head. There are many people, you hear them talk. You can hear them talk about 15 minutes. Don't even waste your prayer. Sometimes people get devils cast out of them and they come back seven times worse. Why? Got a temple clean. Got a house cleaned up. And then all of a sudden the thing comes right back. Why did it come right back the way it did? Because they didn't keep that which was entrusted to them. I have a feeling there's a wonderful wave. Not a feeling. I got to know so. And there's evidence to it. Amen. There's a wave of the Holy Ghost. And God is doing some great things. And God hath done great things. I know some people that have been blessed. Been blessed abundantly. But they have not been able to hold on to one thing that God has given them. You can't keep what God's given you in the devil's territory. You can't take what God has blessed you with anywhere in any place you want to. If you got it by the Spirit, guess how you're going to keep it? By the Spirit. What does that mean? If you got blessed financially by the Word of God, the only way you're going to keep that stuff is by the Word of God. See, that's when it becomes an offense to the Lord. When he's done something, he knows he's done it, then all of a sudden we start taking credit and we start realizing God's, well, I've done this and I've done that and I can swing it this way. Oh, it's all together, you see? God will let you know. But God wants you to receive from him. But more importantly than receiving is learning that what you receive, you're going to have to learn to keep. I mean, I never heard that before. Well, maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. The enemy wants what God's giving you. When the enemy hears that there's a good flow, that there's a flow of the Holy Ghost coming in and people are getting prospered, do you think he shakes in his boots? No, he rejoices because he knows there are many people. He said, oh, devils, we're going to be prospered. Give me about 6 months. We're going to be sitting high. Oh, we got something we can work with right now. But are you going to be people that don't give a foothold to the devil? You're going to keep your doors shut and locked. Now let's get into receiving. To receive means to accept. The song that we sang this morning, we said, he has already provided. You're not going to get anything that God hasn't already provided. This is what we're learning. As we start to walk in faith and walk in this new arena, is that the only thing you can receive of God is that what you believe is already provided. There is no new thing that you're going to come up with. No new circumstance. No new situation that he has not already taken care of. And you need to get yourself together to the point of where you're not convincing God. See, we pray trying to convince God that we really need something. He knew you needed it. That's why he came. You don't have to convince God that you need something. God wants your stuff met. Whether you're in sin, out of sin, whatever. Amen. He wants you saved from sin and delivered from sin, point blank. But that doesn't have any difference. God's not trying to punish you with sickness, disease, and poverty. God hates that just as much as he hates sin. And God doesn't do those things to breed the nature of Christ within you. That doesn't have anything to do with it. What you want from God, God's got it. You've got to believe that God is it. The Bible says any man that believes in God, first of all, or that wants to come from God or wants to get anything from God, they got to believe that he's there. Well, you got to believe that God is there, but what kind of God is there? What kind of God is there? Well, a lot of people know that God is there, but they don't know what kind of God is there. And only what you know about Him is what you'll be able to experience. And only what you allow God to be to you is what He'll be to you. That's why worship is absolutely essential to the believer. Why? It's because what worship does, worship magnifies God. And each worship experience should enlighten your mind to make God big. You know, that's what the very premise of worship is. That's why it says bowing. When it says worship, literally means, or to pray, literally means to bow down before God. You want to get into high worship, there's no higher worship than when you get to the point. I mean, there's a level of worship where it goes beyond a song, amen. Then it goes beyond a ghost bump, and you just come to the realization, this is a big one. He's a big God, and oh, look at me. And you just hit the dust, and you bow down before His majesty when you realize how big He is. Worship expands our vision of God. Do you understand that? So you're not going to be able to pull on anything from God in any area that you don't know about. If you don't know Him, if you can't believe Him to be a healer, you got to know Him as a healer in Scripture. Then you'll be able to call on that healing. Because many times people go to God and they look at what they are. And they base what they're going to get from God on what they are and what they've done based on what God has done and who He is. So to receive, the first thing it just says, take. Take. This has got to be taught. Why? You know how you get from God? You take what you need. So if you're going to receive, you got to learn to take. You can't be a head of a household. You're not going to be a good father, a good mother, a good example, unless you learn how to take from God what you need. The basic word receive means to take or to seize. To receive. You see people in the prayer line coming for healing. They're coming for this and they're coming from that, and you pray for them, and there's an if there and if there, and nobody ever gets. The one that gets it is the one that learns that they are going to receive. He got healed before we even laid hands on Him. Why? He went up there and He realized He wasn't up there praying about nothing. He went up there and received what God had. And he got it. What kind of life are you living? I'm living a kind of life that whatever I need, I can receive of God. No matter what it is, I can get it from Him. How do you get something from God? Well, if it's not coming, your faith level's not there. That means you need to know Him more. So it means to receive. The hindrance, the opposite of receiving is what? To reject. You want to know something? The number one tool that destroys your faith, hinders your faith, and gets you not to receive from God. Does anybody know what a loser is? Come on, you know. Anybody ever seen a loser before? Everything they put their hand to just goes down the tube. Nothing works. Always got a sad song, never a song of praise and worship. You talk to them within 15 minutes, you feel like jumping off a bridge too. Nothing's going right. It's all going wrong. Oh, woe is me. You know, oh, woe is me. They go out, they go to the same party you do. They get their feelings hurt. You don't. Why did they get their feelings hurt? Anybody ever met people like that? Always hurt. Always messed up. And always come to the prayer line, help me, I'm feeling rejected. They didn't receive me. Nobody loves me. Just spirit of rejection. The world rejects me. You know what that spirit of rejection does? It shuts off every good thing that God can ever do to you. You will never be able to receive from God when you're in the spirit of rejection. For reject means, to reject something is the opposite to receive. So when the body, listen, those of you that are old in the Lord and older, growing up in the things of God, you got to listen to the body and you got to listen around and you got to, and that way you can catch what the devil's trying to do. See, he knows when people want something from God, they got to receive from God. There's only one way that we'll get it from God, is to receive from God. That's the only way it's going to come. It's not, he's not just going to drop it through the ceiling because he feels like it. God does not move that way. God doesn't do anything for you that you don't receive. Your healing's not going to come until you can receive it. Your money's not going to come until you can receive it. God's not going to move any other way. So you got to develop your faith. So many people are realizing why things aren't happening for them, and they're you can sense it in the body. When you sense, everybody say strife comes in. Well, what does strife come in? See, and we get all the extra stuff. See, people get, the devil starts working rejection because he sees a blessing on the way. So he starts working rejection. When you see people's feelings start to get hurt and all the time, you know, hey, listen, can't you catch the devil? And we just think he's trying to make people mad at each other. No, dummy, he's trying to get them not to receive. He puts the body in a spirit of rejection. And when we get into the spirit of rejection, we lose our place of reception. What? Look at this morning. The word of God's going out. There are some that could be here this morning, but right now, the spirit of rejection. Who's responsible for the spirit of rejection? The one that's got it. Not the one that gave it to him, but the one who's got it. They're the ones that's got to deal with it. What does it mean? This one doesn't like me. That one doesn't like me. This went wrong. No, you're in a spirit of rejection. And that spirit of rejection's got you to a place where you can't receive anything from God. Spirit of rejection. The devil knew. I believe he can sense out and feel out a good thing about to happen. And he'll come in just before the wave gets there. Someone said, well, after that one left, the whole meeting went up. The whole meeting went up. See, that one must have had the spirit. No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That feeling and that spirit and that anointing was going to get there anyhow. And the devil sensed it. He got that person out of there before it came. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, church, you realize when you can see the enemy, see, when you can see stuff going on and you can sense, see, over the Woodlands, Texas, there was spirit, everybody rejected. This one's sad, that one mad, everybody, rejection, 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 rejection. The enemy setting them up. He is setting them up to where the good thing that God's got for them, there ain't nobody there to get it but a bunch of devils. You cannot receive from God when you're dealing with rejection. That kind of goes with, that's why it says forgiveness and unforgiveness and all that other stuff. You get all mad because it doesn't work out that, and you get into unforgiveness and you're feeling rejected, you know, and oh, they did, this one did this one to me, that one did this one to me. They might have done it to you. You might be right, but what does that got to do with the spirit of reception and rejection? You need what you need from God. Amen. You still need to get what you came to get from God. You need to get yourself together, amen? Don't let nobody stop you. The devil will try to use anybody or anything. He'll take any opportunity he can take to get you to the place to where you'll forget it, to where you're hanging up, but you'll get to the place where you're just wasting time. But after you get to the place to say, look, hey, I know my God, and I can receive from God no matter what, and ain't nobody going to stand in my way. I am not rejected. I am received and loved of God. I receive. The spirit of rejection will stop abundance. It'll stop prosperity. It'll stop the music of God. It'll stop the move of God. Watch your stock. And those of you that are dealing in stock, you start feeling rejected, you'll see your stock go down. I guarantee you. Your attitude does adjust your altitude. Oh, yeah. You know, we know people that get all messed up and get bent out of shape for months. I got friends. I used to be that way. Get all bent up, messed up, out of shape. 6 months later, they come, and the thing that messed them up is still there. Still there. And you spent 6 months not getting anything. Not getting anything. Sometimes you got to wake up. You know, we can get to the point to where we say, it's Sunday morning, and we let the devil get over on us. And I sense it as the devil. We just let the devil get over on us. And we got to get to the point where, well, what's right and what's wrong? Well, this happened, that happened. Well, what has that got to do with your worship experience? Amen. The Bible says, what shall separate you from the love of God? The person that just offended you? You know, what are you going to talk about in the last day? In the last day, you're going to stand sure when they're trying to cut off your head and you say, they won't get me to turn around. Amen. Well, you'll stand before the armies in the last day if they say, hey, you love Jesus? Are you a witness for Jesus Christ? Or I'll cut your head off if you witness. You say, oh, I won't give up. I won't give up. Well, let somebody offend you. You've already given up. Somebody snatched the cream out of your hand. You didn't give up already. And you're going to tell me you're going to stand with the armies there? Woohoo! You got to find out where you're going to stand and what you're there for and what you're not there for. It's all about Jesus. Amen? Don't you let anything get in your way. And we'd have had enough of that stuff. In and out, in and out. That's something you got to deal with. What has that got to do with Scripture? What has that got to do with the Bible? No, you're just going through changes. You're not changing the word for me. Why? God can't do nothing with you when you're out of the sink. Maybe it is messed up. Maybe it is messed up, but get to the place where he can make it better. See, we didn't develop traditions. See, we didn't develop traditions. And these traditions, we need to just cut them out because they're not scriptural. We didn't start walking spiritually, carnally. What do you mean? How do they do the two? We try to walk spiritually in carnality. Well, I'll be happy and I'll praise God as long as everything's going well. If the church is all together and everything's sweet, I'll be praising God and I'll be rejoicing. I'll be right there. But you let somebody, especially a staff member or somebody else, you let somebody tick your nerves, you are out of the pocket. You won't receive anything from God. Amen. He's unstable in all of this way. You got to have in your mindset that you're going to stand there. That you're going to stand. You're going to get what you're going to get from God anyhow. Stuff will come. Stuff will come. And stuff goes. To receive, you've got to stay in a receptive spirit and open. See, when we get closed off, we close our heart off. See, when we get all closed off, we get defensive, we get closed off, we get all shut up. That's where the devil wants you, close off, so nothing good can come in. See, that's where your faith is. You close off because you believe that everything's going to come. It's going to be negative, evil, and bad. Well, as you close on, see, your faith should keep you open. Your faith should keep you open. See, because if you, well, I just don't believe anything good's going to happen. I know what's coming, so I'm just going to shut the door. I'm just going to shut the door. I'm just going to stop trying. No, I'm going to go there with my heart open, and I'm going to receive from God. And I'm going to make it through here. Ain't nothing going to hold me back. Somebody said, well, how are you doing? Well, I'm just struggling right now. Well, hope you get over it real soon. You know, well, let us just pray. What you praying for? God ain't going to do nothing for you. You're not going to get nothing until you get over it. You'd be praying against God. Spirit of rejection is from the devil always. And God never uses it. He never, ever uses it. It's always demonic. It's always demonic. It is always demonic. And it's always, and you know, the only way you can deal with the spirit of rejection is by choice. You can't counsel it. You can't pat it. You can't satisfy it. Amen. You can't hold a court over what got it there. All we know is it's the devil. And it is a thief. And don't get caught up. I guarantee you, most of the time when something went wrong, there was a spirit. How many of you noticed when you got down, you just felt bad about everything, and that spirit was always evident? You know, something would happen, then all of a sudden, another thing would happen right after that, and you say, see, I knew that. See, I knew that. I knew that would happen. I know that's how people are. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands. See, that's the devil planting a seed. So, to receive... In order to receive, one must realize to get anything from God and for your faith to work, you have got to be in a reception mode. You got to know what you're going to get. You got to know what you're going to get. And you got to get rid of the spirit of rejection. And you got to be in love. Amen. Be able to get over it suddenly and get back and get what you want to get from God, because God wants to hook you up. And God, I know for a fact that God is not finished yet. I know that God is not done with you. I know God wants to do you well. He wants to hook you up. He commanded me by the word. He said, brother, don't you worry about the crowd. He said, I'm about to give you some stuff. And they just, he said, just start all over again and go from the basics. Just take the basic word. And my word will make provision. My word will make provision. See, my word will make provision. His word will make a way out of no way. Glory to God. See, and all you got to do is hear that stuff, apply it to your life, and walk it out. Say, I'm not going to walk in rejection. That's the devil. I'm receiving. I'm not going to walk in rejection, because I can't receive from God when I'm feeling rejected. I can't receive from God when I'm feeling rejected. You see, and many people want to start praying for people's needs. You know, it won't work. Don't even waste your, it's not saying you don't give up on them. See, you got to learn where people are at. See, if a person's feeling rejected and all despondent, and they got a back pain, and they want you to pray for their back pain, don't pray for the back pain. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's going to do? It's going to lessen their faith, because they're not going to get healed. It is not going to work. What they're going to do is they're going to develop a prayer life of praying for stuff that they never get. You might as well tell people straight up. You know, you see certain things. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable all the way. Don't let him think he's going to get anything from the Lord. Don't let him think they're going to get anything. You know, you hear people, well, what's going to happen? Well, I don't know. Well, maybe. You know what you're going to hinder their faith for praying for them. Why? Because they're not going to receive, and that's what they think prayer is all about. People are used to hit and miss prayer. I'll just ask them whether it comes or not. Okay. No, we're going to develop the kind of stuff to where when we pray for something, we know we're going to get it. We know we're going to get it because we know where we stand. So when you see people dwelling in rejection, does that mean you just leave them there? I'll say, you're not going to get anything. See you later. No, that means you pull them out. Pull them over to where, let me get you to the place where you can receive. See, that's why Jesus came teaching. He came teaching them. He came teaching the gospel and healing and doing all these other things to get them in a place to where they can receive. This is not going to be your thief any longer. I'm going to let you know straight up, God wants you extremely healthy, wealthy, well, and whole. What does well mean? What does well mean? Just not feeling good. I believe well means stable and secure in what God's given you. One, you learn that you can receive, that you should receive, that you got to learn how to receive from God. But you also learn that you cannot receive from God if there's any ounce whatsoever of rejection in your spirit. It is your thief. If you hear, listen, and obey, check out the word of God and obey, guess what? Everything will change. Now, I like asking. Ask. And you shall receive, that your joy may be full. What does that mean? There's another dose of joy. There's another dose of joy. Now, we experience joy in the Holy Ghost meetings and different things. We experience joy in that fashion. But there's a kind of joy. There's another degree of joy that's going to come when you step into the realm of the Spirit, to where you start asking and receiving. There's a level of joy there. It says that your joy may be full. Guess what? You don't have fullness of joy until you're asking and receiving. Amen. Say, an element to joy, it's not full joy. It's a portion of joy. But it's not full joy until you're asking and receiving. Why is God teaching this? To make you happy? I hope so. I hope it makes you happy. If that makes you happy, good. I'd rather make you happy than sad. If you take it that way, take it that way. One is God wants you encouraged. I believe you leave here, you should leave encouraged today. But another reason, say God's got an agenda. He wants to get you believers to the point because he's got some things that he wants to do. He's got some things that he wants to do in the earth and in this community. And guess what? He is not going to be able to do the things that he wants to do until he does it through you. God wants to do his stuff through you. He wants to do His stuff through you. He wants prayers to be answered through you. He wants somebody to learn the ways of faith and the things of faith so that they start praying and they start moving. And when they start doing it, it starts to happen. He wants to reveal Himself in this community. He wants to show Himself strong on your job. He's not going to be able to do that unless He does that through you. It takes straightening up and not living after ourselves anymore, but living after God. We as believers, we are called to be the believer, or Christian means anointed. Christian means anointed, anointed with the presence of God, anointed with the voice of God. When you walk in the room, things should happen. Are you preparing yourself to do what you can do, or are you preparing yourself to do what God wants to do through you? Stop playing it safe. Play it saved. Many people are setting themselves up to play it safe. You better not be playing it safe. That's fear. You're just playing it safe. You better play it God's way. You better play it God's way because God wants to use you. What do you mean by playing it safe? Well, I'll just do this and I'll just do the basic minimum. No, let God do all that He can do through you. Because I see something in this room right now. I see something in the spirit right now. I see the possibility of what God wants us to be toward others. And that can be happening right away. If you just sit up under the word and practice it and do it, guess what? You'll be changing the world for others in a matter of weeks. If you obey the principles. I sense by the Holy Ghost there's a level and there's a wave up there. You got to get yourself ready to believe that wave so you can start to move in it. How many of you want to be moving supernaturally, financially toward others? Seriously, I sense that in the spirit right now. I sense that in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Right now, it's just safe. Right now, it's just safe. I got my little bit of stuff taken care of and there's some more coming. But I believe that there's an anointing. Maybe I hope that the whole room will grab a hold of it. I hope that the whole room grab a hold of it. I don't know who's out there, but I believe there's a spirit and there's a realm of financial obedience that will cause us that when we walk in it, guess what? We'll be changing the world for others financially because of the way we move in it. You can be that kind of person. You can be that kind of person. God is in you. Are you letting Him? Are you letting Him? Are you letting Him flow through you and move through you? Are you going to let Him change you? If you hear the word and do the word, I guarantee everything in your life will change. Because I see a new person. I see a new man. But get in there and stay under there. And don't let the devil chase you out. As we follow the Holy Ghost and as we follow the things of God, I guarantee you'll be healed. I guarantee you won't be walking in sickness. Amen. That means when you got a headache, you can lay hands, that headache will go away right away. That means you got a rash. They pray for that rash will go away. Amen. That means it'll happen right away. That means when you got depression, you can come and get that depression removed. I'm selling a drug and His name is Jesus. And I declare you, it works. When you got a headache, you take an Advil. Advil will make it better. But I guarantee you, I know a man named Jesus. I know a man named Jesus who heals right away. Jesus is saying right now, let me be who I am. Don't lessen me anymore. Let me be who I am. He is ready to show Himself strong in your behalf. I'm not just talking to run my mouth. I'm prophesying by the Holy Ghost. He is ready to show off. And you got to give Him an opportunity to let Him. If you young people will let God, amen, you start moving in the Holy Ghost, you can expect miracles. I'm not just talking about people falling on the floor and crying. I'm talking about miracles. Good will happen. Good will happen. He'll turn it around immediately. You can have revival right now. Right now. Right now. Just a choice. Just a choice. When the word of God goes forth, when a prophetic word goes forth, and see, and somebody got to say, and nobody should have to say, "Thou save the Lord thy God." So you just got to be in the spirit, because you don't know when God's talking. And you think somebody just up there running their mouth just real rampantly, real quick, and it's the Holy Ghost giving you an opportunity to grab something. Listen, when you come to church, the Holy Ghost is there, and when they run in their mouth, you got to get your faith together to where you start receiving what is spoken. I don't care what it is, you can get it. You can get it. You can get it. Yes, you can get it. Let God do something good for you right now. Somebody say, "Well, what are you talking about? Come Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night." Listen, you come Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. If you want to come Tuesday, come Tuesday, come Friday. I don't care if you just get 2 free days. It'd be the best 2 free days you ever had in your life. You go to work faithfully because you expect a paycheck. When you go to church and you sit up under the word of God, you should expect something. Glory to God. You know, your worship experience will do for you what your job can't do. I'm prophesying to you right now, don't expect to live off your own income this year. Don't you limit yourself to that. God's got so much more. There's a wave. There's a wave that you can be walking in, and it's going to come out spoken. I see it right now by the Spirit. There's a wave, and there's a platform, and there's a path that you can't see it. Amen. You don't know where it is, but as it's spoken, you'll be able to see it and walk on it. But you've got to hear it first, and you'll get there. But just hear it and apply your faith to it so you can believe it. I'm contracting with you right now to declare the word of God. You hear the word of God, your faith will be built. Then you're going to learn to receive it, and you can expect things to happen. You'll be whoop, there it is, Christians. We're going to go for it, and we're going to get it. That's what I see in the Spirit. That's what I see in the Spirit. I sense that in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost right now. Not just one, not just two, but many of it. Amen. The time will come, say, "Look, I need this real quick." And the believer's going to get there because they know the word of God. They've heard the word of God. They're not just on what they saw on TVN, but they know it's scripture. And they know it's been tried and proved. They say, "We're going to get together right now in Jesus' name. And we're going to receive this thing in Jesus' name. We're going to get the job done." I'm covenant to pull you out. And I'm going for it in Jesus' name. Expect something good to happen. Amen. Expect. No, I expect. What does that mean? I expect. That means I see something. I see something. Amen. I have an expectation, and all I got to do is agree with my expectation and say I receive it, and there it is. What is my big expectation? I already know I got my money. That's not really what I'm worried about. That's already taken care of. That's a small thing. But my expectation is to see you walking in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit of God, blessed of God, anointed of God, having more than enough, walking healed, not shaken by the devil, asking God and receiving from God when you want it, standing strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, no longer shaken by the wiles of the devil, amen, but standing strong. My expectation of God to see you in the fullness of the Spirit, no longer weak and tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but standing strong in the Lord and standing strong in faith that we might see our God and be strong. Why am I seeing that? What is my expectation? What is my expectation? Why am I rejoicing? Why am I shouting over that? Because when I see you become all that God wants you to be, then I'll see Jesus. Glory to God. Then I'll see God. Then I'll see the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's a part of God that we're missing. There's a part of him that we're missing. There's an experience about God that we're missing. We don't need to miss it. The devil is robbing it from us. It's more than $1 million. It's more than a big house. Glory to God. It's heaven. That's what I'm going for. And then we have to get you to rich to keep you there. Amen. We'll do it. We have to keep you healed to get you there. We will. After we receive a couple houses along the way, we'll do it. We have to receive a couple jobs along the way. We'll do it. Every good thing you've gotten, every good thing that's come your way has only been to push you closer to what we see in the Spirit for you.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.